Penguin Random House Audio presents Old Time Radio's Greatest Shows, Volume 14, featuring Lucille Ball, Hans Conried, Roy Rogers, and many more. Edited by Carl Amari.
Hi, everybody. This is Harriet Nelson. Here's a word of advice to all mothers. Do you have trouble getting your boys to come to lunch on time? Well, here's something that works great at our house. David, Ricky, first call for lunch. We're having Heinz cream of tomato soup.
Here we are, Mom.
See what I mean?
You know it's good because it's Heinz. The H.J. Heinz Company, makers of 57 varieties of fine foods for over 80 years, present the amusing transcribed adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, starring the entire Nelson family, Ozzie, Harriet, David, and Ricky. Well, let's look in at the Nelson household and see what they have on tap for us this week. I don't see Ozzie and Harriet anyplace, but there's David and Ricky. And David stretched out on the floor taking it easy, and Ricky seems to be reading the funnies to him.
Then in the last box, the captain says, "Und now gives a good spanking for pulling the inspector's beard."
And what is Rollo saying?
Ha, ha, ha.
Now read me Terry and the Pirates.
Oh, come on, David. Read them yourself.
Don't be so ungrateful. I used to read them to you, didn't I?
Yeah, but that was before I could read. Besides, I have to make out my report.
What report?
We have a club meeting tonight. I'm the treasurer.
Big deal. What do you need a treasurer for? You kids don't have any money.
That's how much you know about it.
How much you got in the treasury?
We got plenty, boy.
I'll bet.
We got it hid in a swell place, too, boy. You'll never find it.
Who wants it? Where is it?
I'm not allowed to tell. It's a club secret.
Okay, who wants to know anyway?
It was my idea. It's a neat one, too, boy.
Oh, hiya, fellas.
Hiya, Pop.
Hiya, Pop. I might as well tell you, because you're going to find it out pretty soon anyway.
What's this?
Well, I'm treasurer of our club.
Big deal.
Oh, good for you.
I'm the only treasurer, too.
The only treasure. How many presidents do you have?
Eight.
Eight presidents?
Sure. And six vice presidents, four secretaries, and two ghoulies.
What are ghoulies?
Well, it's a thing we made up. When we got through with the election, there were two members that weren't elected to anything. So we made up that they were ghoulies.
Oh, that sounds like a good idea. Every member of the club's an officer, huh?
Yeah, and I'm the only treasure.
Well, that's quite an honor.
Thanks, Pop.
I'd rather be a ghoulie.
I don't know about that, David. Being treasurer of a club's a big responsibility.
Oh, Pop.
Yes, it is. Shows that the other members of Ricky's club have a great deal of respect for him. Means that they trust him and consider him better qualified than anybody else for the responsibility of the position.
And besides, nobody else wanted the job.
Hey, you fellas had better hurry up.
Okay, Mom. Come on, money bags.
Okay, David. Cut the shoving.
So long.
So long.
Bye, boys.
Goodbye, boys.
What was the big discussion about?
Rick was telling me about some club he's in. Seems they've elected him treasurer.
Oh, speaking of treasurer, I have to run downtown for a few things. Do you have any money?
Money? Let's see.
You took $10 yesterday. Did you spend all of it, or don't you know?
Harriet, I don't like the implications of that remark. I may act like I'm careless with money and look like I'm careless with money, and some people may think I'm careless with money. Do you know why?
Because you're careless with money?
No, because I've always got it figured out in my head. I don't have to keep figuring and adding all the time. I know just how much money I've got in my pocket right now.
I believe you. I wasn't...
No, go ahead. Ask me how much I've got in my pocket.
But I told you...
Go ahead. Ask me.
How much money have you got in your pocket right now?
Thought you'd catch me, didn't you? Just a second, I'll figure it out. 3 and 5. That's 8 and 10 and 20. Exactly 38 cents.
Is that all you have, 38 cents?
Yeah, there it is. 20, 30, 35, 37. No, that's right, I weighed myself.
37 cents left out of $10. What'd you buy, an automobile?
No, it so happens I can explain every penny.
No, I was only kidding.
No, wait a minute, I'd rather. Now, let's see. First, I went to the garage and had the car filled up with gas. That was 3 and a half.
6 and a half to go.
Then I met Thorny. That cost me about $1.50. 2 cheese sandwiches, 2 chocolate malteds, 2 pieces of pie, and the check was under my plate. I think I was framed.
That's 5.
Then I went down to the Emporium and bought a shirt. They were on sale. That was 3 and a half. After that, I stopped in at the hardware store to get a padlock for the garage. Oh, I got a flashlight that shines red and green. That's something we need.
Oh, desperately.
What'd you say?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Oh, I also found a set of wrenches for the car and a box of magic crystals for the fireplace. They make the fire burn all different colors. It's quite an idea. All that came to about $4.
What about the padlock?
Well, I'll pick that up next time. Then I stopped at the drugstore on the way home, and I bought some toothpaste and a can of shoe polish and some magazines, which came to a little over $2. There, you figure it up.
I have. I've been writing it down. Altogether, you spent about $15.
All right. 15? No. You must have made a mistake. I only had $10 with me. Let's see.
Gasoline, 3 and a half. Thorny and the sandwiches, $1.50.
Yeah, that's 5.
Shirt at the Emporium, 3 and a half. After that, temptation at the hardware store, $4.
That's 12 and a half.
And $2 and something at the drugstore, that makes it about 15. Not bad for starting out with $10. You know, some clerk must have given you too much change.
Say, that's it. That's exactly what happened. The girl at the Emporium gave me $5 too much change when I bought the shirt.
How do you know?
Well, I remember now. I gave her a $5 bill, and she gave me change for a 10. She was very busy, and she was waiting on 2 or 3 customers at the same time.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. In fact, I remember looking at my wallet and thinking I had too much money at the time. How about that? Gave me change for a 10 instead of a 5.
Well, I'm going downtown now. Why don't you go with me, and you can stop in and return the $5?
Right now, you mean?
It'll save a trip later.
Well, okay. The only thing, though...
I know, it isn't easy. We just have to remember it isn't our money.
Yes, I realize that. It's just...
Just what?
Do you have $5?
I'm going to shop here at the Emporium and then go across the street. Do you want to wait for me?
No, that's okay. Why don't you go ahead and I'll see you at home later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
So she says to me, he's a swell guy, but he never wants to take me out. And I said, well, that's the trouble. Oh, just a second. What can I do for you, sir?
Wasn't there another girl working at this counter yesterday?
Oh, yes, that's Ingrid Mahoney. She isn't here anymore.
Oh. Well, I bought a shirt here yesterday, and she made a mistake.
All adjustments are made on the 3rd floor upstairs. So she says to me, what would you do?
Pardon me.
Yes?
Well, Miss Mahoney made a mistake in the change.
I'm sorry, but all adjustments are made on the 3rd floor upstairs. So she says to me, what would you do if you were me? Here she's going steady with this fellow who won't take her out, and another fellow's dying to take her out. So what's she gonna do?
Tell her to go upstairs.
I beg your pardon?
All adjustments are made on the 3rd floor.
How do you do, sir?
How do you do? Is this the adjustment office?
Yes, it is. Won't you sit down?
Oh, thank you.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?